we're tracking down Jonathan Gray. We have Jonathan. Jonathan, we have the crescendo of what's going on with the vice presidential debate. It was obvious that Pence kept us cool and won last night. We have the threat that the WikiLeaks are going to make an October surprise. So far, what I've seen is a tease rather than a WikiLeak. And I have a suspicion after they killed the WikiLeaks attorney and he decided to cancel his Ecuadorian balcony display of the latest release of emails that were going to be damning to Hillary. He came up with a statement saying, we really are not trying to attack Hillary, et cetera. It sounded like somebody repentant that had somebody tap him on his door or send him a message to say, if you do anything more, you're going to, as they say in the mafia, you're going to sleep with the fishes. So I have a suspicion that the powers that be, because remember CIA operatives, Hillary and Bill Clinton, which are secret agents inside the government of the CIA, because the secret agencies took over after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Remember, it was the CIA that operation under LBJ that did the assassination. That you have to be aware of just how corrupt your government is, that's willing to demolish the World Trade Center towers and kill 3,000 people immediately, and over 70,000 have died from the debris from the World Trade Center tower in the past 15 years, and many more are dying, and I'm taking care of them right now, a lot of them. So, Jonathan, what do you see as the analysis of current events? Because Russia is now in their open media doing a test for 40 million people for preparing for World War III. They're literally making statements in their newspapers. They're getting ready for a possible attack because America's planning a no-fly zone. Things are getting very, very weird, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and they're not going to get better, Bill. In fact, prophecy says that we're coming to a very severe climax very soon now. And right. World events are converging. They're all converging, and the convergence shows we haven't got much more time.
Right. Now, there's a couple of different signposts. You've done a very good academic and logical analysis. What we see is the next steps are the rising of the Mahdi and the Caliphate in Jerusalem, the start of the Jewish sacrifice, and this year we talked about the fact that this last month they have announced that they now have the Kohen Gadol, which is the head high priest, and we're now in the final days. We're in Sukkot right now. We're moving to the final feast days of the end of the Shemitah year. They have the ashes of the red heifer ready to go. They have all the implements, and they can literally do a sacrifice even at one of their Jewish sites, if you want to, without a full temple. So they're very close. And even this guy that claims to be a Mahdi that's an affiliate of Verdigan says he wants to put the caliphate in Jerusalem and help the Jews to build a temple. And the Muslim nations around Israel will recognize when the rising of a state of Palestine. And what I've stated since I traveled around 42 cities in Israel back in 1999, that the abomination of desolation is a substitute for the blood sacrifice of Jesus, the sacrifice of animals again, which is an abomination, and the desolation, meaning giving territory that's Israeli territory, over to their enemy. Now, one of the things that I want to clarify, and I'd like you to kind of respond to it today, is I have the latest book by Tex Mars, and I've kind of scanned through it, and one of the things that he states is that all the biblical things say that the Antichrist has to be, quote, a Jew, but really, he has to be a Hebrew. And there's two houses of Israel. The state that we call Israel right now really is just the state of Judah and the half-tribe of Benjamin because of the historical loss of half the tribe that brought false fire and they were slaughtered by the Kohanim many thousands of years ago. And the other is the state of Ephraim, which are the northern states of Europe, which like Scandinavia means the land of Dan. The Celtic tribes, the Germanic tribes, the Welsh, etc., the Scottish, these are all Ephraimic tribes. And their primary nation that was founded out of this is America. So I refer to America as Ephraimerica. So the two lead nations of the world are America and the current nation that calls itself Israel, which is just Judah. These two houses are the state of Israel. And people don't understand that. They do not understand that we have a destiny and we have an importance. And if we're led by the wrong people, we'll be the daughter of Babylon, not the daughter of Zion. And, of course, Jezebel is trying to become our next president. So, to me, the only person that can enforce the mark of the beast is a U.S. president in now or in the future. The only person that can force a military control on the whole planet is America. Anybody who believes otherwise, I can give them mountains of regular and classified information to prove that they're absolutely wrong. And when you refer to Israel, you have to include that America is the house of Ephraim, which is part of Israel. Interesting, eh? What do you think of that thesis? Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Because the little tiny state, a sliver of land, smaller than Rhode Island, they call Israel, couldn't force the whole world, like with Bibi Netanyahu and Lieberman, the whole mark of the beast. So the thesis that I see developed by Tex and many other religious leaders is just wrong. The fact is, it is America that is the prescient beast nation, and the present leader that wants to become the leader is the most corrupt female politician in modern history. If she does steal the election, or if we are getting a period of grace like the king of Nineveh did at the time when Job arrived, there was a period of grace of 40 years because he repented in sackcloth and ashes. I think Trump is God's last trump card to give us some grace.
All right. Now, you've said a lot, Dr. Bill, and I agree with much of what you say, lots of it. Now, the mark of the beast is going to be one of the final issues. The Bible prophecy states that there is to be a final message to go to the world. Just as there was a message in Noah's day for that time, there was a specific message in Elijah's day for his time. There was a specific message in Jeremiah's day for his time. There's a specific message in the days of John the Baptist for his time. And there is a specific message, and it's identified in the Bible for our time.
Give us that message, because you have a great piece of that message. I have a piece of it as well. And together we march forward with an apostolic and prophetic anointing to tell the people the truth, because they have to have time to repent, because God brings grace before he brings judgment. Please tell us.
Yes. Now, what you have said about America being in the end time prophecies is absolutely correct. Now, there's a whole chapter given in the book of Revelation which brings in two final great world powers.
Right.
The first of them is the Vatican. There's no question about that. And all Christians throughout the ages, from the time of St. Paul onwards, have agreed on the fact that this power is the Vatican.
Oh, yeah. In fact, they even control the banking system, which is under the Jesuits, and which were originally the Knights Templar. And the fact is that even in 1293, when the king had his crown kicked off after coronation by the then Pope, the Pope said, the reason why I did this is to prove to you that I can control your land. I own you. I own all your lands and all your subjects, because I have given you the right to be coronated under my authority.
That is true. That is right. And the second great power identified, and both of these are in the 13th chapter of Revelation, and they're elaborated on in chapter 14 and chapter 17 and 18.
Right.
And this second great power is the United States of America.
Oh, yeah. And it's not just, by the way, military power, because we have a larger budget than all the other nations near us. It's a cybernetic and intelligence power. And I had on the show last week, I got to make this brief statement, Dr. Bob Teal. And I made this bold statement to say, look, God sent me to Colorado Springs to work with a classified clearance, presidential level clearance, at 1994 at U.S. Base Command Strategic Defense Star Wars and Schriever Air Force Base, taking care of employees working on the Virtual World Project. There is not an individual who has ever had a pulse or breath that knows more about the technical and spiritual aspects of the Mark of the Beast than I do. That's not a boast, because God had my day timer. Now, he said, well, I don't agree. And I said, well, I'm going to give you my story. Now, this is shocking, so if you're a Christian, you better sit down for this. In October 10th, 1993, I was praying face down, and I received a supernatural visitation who took me to the city from which the Mark of the Beast would come in an open vision while awake. And he walked me through all the facilities, explained the technology of all these different companies, but he wouldn't tell me the city, but he said a pastor was there, Pastor Dutch Sheets. I thought Dutch Sheets was at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, because I'd watched him on the show with It's a New Day out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, because we had supported their ministry and their studio development over the years. It turned out that there were no jobs available. My wife called around to the placement agencies. Oh, it's so popular to go to Colorado Springs. So in January, February of 1994, she just got this urging in the spirit that she should start calling the hospital. So the second hospital she called, she got a call back within a half an hour or so from Joyce Wolf from Colorado Center for Occ.Med, and wanted to know if I had done research in occupational medicine. And I had at UCLA back in the early 80s, and from 1980 to 87 on surface EMG for chronic pain syndromes and occupational repetitive injuries. So I flew down 4 days later, and I got the job under Major Swinder, who had virtually no experience in Occ.Med because he was in the Air Force. And he was now the new director of CECOM, and I was the next down from the commander, and it took them 6 months to give me presidential-level security clearance. And on July 10th, 1994, I walked through the same places in the same facilities that I was taken by the Angel in October 1993. So this is not something that I know on a natural level, but on my first-hand contact with this information, with these officers working on classified Tier 1 science projects, there is no one on Earth knows more than I do, and that's just a fact. The Mark of the Beast, the primary node, is at Shreve Air Force Base on Garbage Dump Road in Falcon, Colorado. There are nodes in Jakarta, Indonesia, in Whitehall, England, and around the world. And we use the transfer of the Lockheed Martin Inter Sputnik system through the LEO orbit satellite through the Iridium project to transfer targeting technology and cybernetic space-based weapon system transfer to these nations. And the cybernetic control, even the phone system in China, is what's called the electronic phone system in China is completely under the control of the NSA. So when I saw this news report today that Yahoo is saying openly they're going to scan all the emails, everybody's email for 35 years, everybody's fax, everybody's conversation, every phone system on Earth has been scanned by AI systems using Promise software and now more advanced AI software for 35 years plus. So people need to get it that the no such agency, the NSA, and their affiliates, including Project Omega, which was originally conceived by the Nazis and finished by George Bush Sr. in the early 1980s, this system of cybernetic control of every transaction on Earth, every phone, fax, email, every keystroke you make, even on the dark Internet, is completely under the control of the NSA. So the fact is, the Mark of the Beast is coming. The threat against the Deutsche Bank to try to collapse them is literally a threat to finally destroy the last things to do a controlled demolition of the economy. And the replacement's waiting in the wings, and it's called the Mark of the Beast. And it will only come from America. That's not thus saith Dr. Bill Deagle. That's the thus saith the Lord. What do you think?
That's backed up by the scripture.
Right.
America is going to be the agent that commands the whole world to accept the Mark of the Beast.
Exactly. There's nobody else that even could come second. If people knew the Tier 1 science that America has in cybernetic control, artificial intelligence, genetic research, advanced weapon systems, they would shudder. And I'm not going to tell them all the stuff I know, but I can tell you systematically, including the Promise software and the artificial intelligence and the multiplexing signals and the satellite interaction and the underground quantum array of Cray 4 and Cray 5 supercomputers with the gallium arsenide chip, I know everything. And I know everything not only in the physical level but the spiritual level of how deep this control is. This is going to be really horrendous. And when they finally destroy the economy, so only money will be cybernetic money, the Bible says even your gold will canker, which means when gold rusts, it means it's a legal tender and you go to prison if you do an exchange with gold and silver when they bring this final system in.
Well, the time is now to get ready.
We better get ready, and we better realize God sent us prophetically because we're just normal human beings. But he sends us normal human beings to give a stern message to people to repent now because this is at the doors. When they're talking about starting a war with Syria and Russia, when they're talking about collapsing the German economy and the Deutschmark, because the German government's basically told, we put a big gun to your head, and if you don't, and we want this $14 billion fine, and Deutsche Bank has said, if you do that to us, we will collapse the world economy right now. We're talking about this week, so it could happen well before the election even happens.
Yes. Well, Bible prophecy has spoken, and we have to agree with it because nothing has yet failed that's ever been predicted, and our Creator is the only one who knows the end from the beginning.
Yeah,
he lives in the past, the present, and the future. And
yeah, God is the author of all wisdom and knowledge and all goodness, and we have to understand that. And God will. People say, "Well, if he was so compassionate to the people in the Old Testament with a tiny population of under 300 million, do you not think with almost 7 billion souls on earth, he would have compassion to where 1/3 of the Bible plus is written for our day that's not been fulfilled in previous scriptures? Of course he would. And do you think he's going to send somebody that you can recognize? Of course not. You only recognize after it happens. My full ministry doesn't even start till the first day of the peace treaty, which has to be by rabbinic law and prophetic utterance to be the day of Sukkot. I don't know what Sukkot is. I have no idea because my knowledge base is very limited. I have only certain things that I know that are thus saith the Lord. Everything else is conjecture and based on reading great works like yours to understand a lot of things. But I can tell you the things that I know that are thus saith the Lord, one of them is America is the lead nation that's going to force the mark on the world. That's a fact. And if Hillary gets in, that system is going to be fast-tracked. It's going to happen very, very quickly.
There's no doubt about it. We're on the verge of these great events that are mentioned.
Yeah, and this is not conjecture. I'm 64. I don't have an unlimited number of years ahead of me. I'm going to tell you, before I expire and leave this mortal coil, as Robbie Burns says, and my last oxygen molecule leaves my mitochondria, the word of the Lord will leave my lips, and those words shall become reality. Now, if you repent, you'll have eternity to live with God. And if you don't repent and start walking with God today, you won't be with him in heaven, because heaven starts the day you follow God on earth. It doesn't happen the moment you die. Hell becomes evident when the body drops away.
Yes, well, there's a great misconception about what happens when you die, too. The scripture is very clear on it.
Right.
Today, religion has hijacked. Paganism has come into the churches, and the pagan idea was what's being taught today, not what the scripture says.
Right, and the scripture is really pretty plain. You have to have a relationship with God to be his.
Very plain.
And you can't, by the way, make yourself good enough for God. No one can. Only God can make you good enough for him when you Shema, hear and do his will. And he takes the power hose, he literally cuts off his own body and transplants it to you to make you well and perfect in his sight. But he can make you a good person. He can make you right. He can make you do good, because the only good is the will of the Most High. What we do in our own eyes is the very definition of evil.
Yeah. Well, this last message that is to go to the world is actually described in after actually giving a prophecy of what the Vatican is going to be doing in the end times,
right,
and what America is going to be doing, this nation which rises up as a peaceful nation with the characteristics, the horns of a lamb, and eventually starts speaking as a dragon. Now, this is prophesied so clearly in Revelation 13, and men, even before America arose, great Protestant reformers were saying a new nation is to arise away from the the evils of Europe. And this nation will arise in a new peaceful land. And John Wesley actually identified the time. He says, it's almost upon us. And he said that just a few years before America arose.
Well, they belong to the secret orders that knew about the Voynich document. You're familiar with that, right?
Yeah.
And the Voynich document was written by, who was a British genius that was the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I? It's right on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, I might think of it. So that individual wrote the Voynich document, which prophesied that it was the new Atlantis, it was the new Jerusalem. It was the new empire that would be the incarnation of the Abrahamic nations. I have a book going back to 1860 with George Poole from Ontario, Canada, that shows very clearly and historically that the Abrahamic nations refounded in the Celtic Isles and in Europe, France, Germany, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, etc. These are the nations that used to be Ephraim, because the Medo-Persians, when they cast people off like the Russians, they tear them out of the land and transport them thousands of miles away and away from also their holy books. So the peoples of Ephraim were even led by the Druidic priests, which are apostate Aaronic priests. People don't know that, do they? They don't know that the apostate Aaronic priests were the Druidic priests of the Celts and the Irish and the Scots and the Germans. That's why, in fact, it was there for the Irish to recolonize the gospel to Great Britain, because it had completely disappeared with the rise of paganism during the Middle Ages.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yes, be straight back.
We'll be back in a moment with much more, and I'll rant less, and we'll hear more from Jonathan. And if you have questions, you need to know that we're on the edge of a catastrophe. And we now know this election. If Trump gets in, God given us grace. If Hillary gets in, judgment is happening immediately. Immediately.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
Now, Jonathan, I need to mention this because occasionally, people will go on I call the SoomerNet, which is the internet, and they'll pull up foolish things about what the state of Colorado tried to do to me. 3 years after I, by the way, left the state after being harassed by them because I was a whistleblower for military and other federal and national cases. I was an expert witness in every specialty. They were very freaked out by the fact they knew about the Superfund site at Rocky Flats, which is now a major lawsuit. They're very freaked out by the fact that I was the executive examiner of all five special op forensic team and got death threats and fired on the spot. At St. Francis Hospital in their boardroom with Major Swinder, who was my boss. They're very freaked out by the fact that I'm still alive and talking. In fact, part of the reason why I'm talking is I have supernatural protection, besides the fact the more you talk, if they do kill me, you might out there believe. Now, I had to listen to a new customer whose mother really believed in the show and listened for years, and she died in her 80s, very happy with the nutraceuticals that made her well until the final moment. She died in her late 80s. But this younger woman, She went on the sewer net, and she said, well, you know, I heard that you claimed that you're called to speak as a prophet. I said, well, I'm not going to go there in this discussion, but I said, I can help you medically, and I told her all the things that I can do for her, because she's failing with all the doctors. You need to know there, I have several hats. I'm a functional medicine doctor and a teacher in the Academy of Anti-Aging Environmental Advancement in Medicine, and I've made some major advances in my career as a medical doctor. But I also have hats as a as a Christian, that's just like Mike Pence, he's a Christian first, and a conservative next, and then a liberal. I'm a Christian first and a doctor second, but I also have the hats that are apostolic and prophetic. And it's not by my own desire, but believe me, if you start being a physician and you start doing prophetic things, like when I traveled with the Prophecy Club while I was working with John Hughes at Rocky Mountain Ahmed, I got persecuted when they discovered that I knew about the radiation problem 10 million times more radioactive at Rocky Flats facility than they wanted people to know about the Superfund site. I got fired again. I was fired so many times for doing the right thing and protecting people in the industry, you wouldn't believe it. So I told this lady, I said, you know, you can accept that I'm going to provide you as part of my ministry free services to help you get well. But I said, or you can go into the blogosphere and the sewer net and start believing all kinds of lies or mistruths, or the fact is distortions of the fact that I am a Christian and I am called to speak prophetically. Who do you think is going to show up that's going to have the guts and be on the inside of classified Tier 1 science and tell the truth about what's really going on? And the fact that when they do this jest and start suing Saudi Arabia, even the Saudi king, who's a Wahhabist, will tell you straight up that America did 9/11 as a self-inflicted wound. But even Mike Pence, playing games with Mr. Kane last night, didn't come clean about the fact 9/11 was an inside job, with Dick Cheney, the Prince of Darkness, managing it in the bunker with Norm Mineta. So you may not want to hear it, and it may turn your stomach just like the small scroll prophecy of Revelation 10, but that's too bad. I am here to speak to you prophetically before I leave Earth, and God takes me home, but I'm going to tell you the truth whether you like it or not. So what do you think, Jonathan?
Well, that has to be done.
It has to be done. They have to understand that that the ancient prophets had to speak out with the bravery to know, if you fear man, you cannot fear the Most High God. And if you fear God, you will not fear men, but you will tell the truth, including up to the king, to rebuke him when he's doing things that are evil.
Yes, that's true. Now, you asked me to present that last message.
Let's please do that.
Now, this last message actually is a threefold message. It's given under the symbolism of three angels or three messengers. One message that follows another and builds upon the first one. The second builds upon the first, and the third builds upon the second.
Ah, okay.
It's very, very clear.
Are you talking about the whoa, whoa, whoa messages from the three angels?
This one builds upon the three woe messages.
Yeah.
It's separate from, but builds upon. Now, Jesus himself in Matthew 24:14 said, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." So there is a final message to be given just before the end.
And what is that witness and what is that message? Because this is something that a lot of Christians mistake as to what the quote gospel message is at the end time. What is it?
Very good. Well, it's described in Revelation chapter 14. Now, in chapter 13, it identifies the two big end time powers, the Vatican and America. And then it gives a message in chapter 14 that is to go to the world warning people about what's to come, what's about to happen. And the first message is described as, "I saw another," and this is Revelation 14, verses 6 and 7, "I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel." Now remember, Jesus said in Matthew 24 that the everlasting gospel is going to be preached just before the end.
Right, but it's not.
We'll get into this after the break.
Right, and by the way, the church is not preaching it now.
No, they're not.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village. where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare, don't despair, at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, Mark Fife said that if those days were not cut short, no human flesh would survive. And this angel with the everlasting gospel, this needs to be clarified. And you're a brilliant mind and a clear spirit to tell us what is that everlasting gospel. Because in my gut, in my spirit, when I go to churches in America or in Canada or elsewhere, I don't see that gospel being preached. What is it?
It's not being preached, no. And this gospel actually is included in the three messages which are given together. First of all, the message starts off by saying, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come." Right. Now, that word "fear God" does not mean to be afraid of Him because He's a tyrant. It means to be in awe of Him, be in respect, reverence of Him, afraid to let Him down. You fear to hurt Him because you love Him so much. Now, that's the essence of fear God.
Right.
And give glory to Him. Now, a common problem that we all have at some time is experienced by the Apostle Paul when he says, "What I want to do, that I do not. What I hate, that I do. The good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not do, that I do." So then he says, "I see a law in my members warring against the law of my mind." Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this? Now, then he gives the answer. He says, I thank God with Jesus Christ. I cannot save myself. I try to do good, but I can't. I need outside help. And if I could save myself, who would get the glory?
Right.
And so what it's saying here is give glory to him. In other words, turn to him. Let him get the glory. Don't glory in your own might. Don't glory in your own knowledge. But glory in the understanding that you know him, that he is the Lord, that exercising loving kindness, judgment, righteousness in the earth. And in these things he delights.
In other words, he's the source of all goodness. There's nothing that man in his own mind can think or woman that can create good that God will receive as good unless it's God's will.
That is right.
So in other words, the definition of good is to hear and do God's will and only that. There is no good aside from God.
Yeah, that's right. In other words, he comes into my life. He gives me the power to live right. He gives me forgiveness and joy and hope. He brings in new life and my old self is dead and buried. I no longer live for me.
Right, and that's the first part of the so-called the everlasting gospel. What's the second part?
Yes, that's the first part. Now, then it says, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come.
Right.
Now, there is prophesied, and in the DVD series we brought this out, that there was a time coming when there would be a opening of the books before Jesus returns to earth to interrupt human history. There's going to be an opening of the books in heaven, and this is called the judgment time where the workings of God through history are compared with the workings of the evil one through history, and then at the end of this, the book is closed. Jesus stops his ministry on behalf of men and women on earth, and he is declared king, ready to take the earth.
Right.
And that is called the judgment of the final time before Jesus comes, the pre-Advent judgment.
Right. And by the way, that occurs in the heavenly, and it's parallel to the sealing of the bride, the New Jerusalem, the 144,000. They're sealed on their head with the spiritual gifts of the 12 tribes, the 12 stones of the breastplate, and the sealing of the bride occurs parallel to the closing of these books, doesn't it?
That is absolutely right. And that sealing time is going to be taking at the same place as the mark of the beast time is taking place.
Exactly.
So
in other words, the bride will be ready at the same time. It says that the bride will be taken for a time, times, and half a time out of the range of the beast, which means in the middle of the last 7 years, the bride will have now been readied from the first day of Sukkot to the day of Yom Kippur, where the sacrifice is cut off, and Pascha, where the death angel comes over the world. And at that point, the bride is taken out of the reach of the beast so that it will not be destroyed. So in other words, supernatural protection is going to occur to the bride while the earth and the Laodicean Christians are lined up to be beheaded, tortured, sacrificed, and annihilated. Because only the Philadelphia Christians that are the bride will be able to be taken and separated and safe.
Yes, that is true. Now, an interesting thing is this, that it then follows up and says, and worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters. Now, if God is not the one worshipped, then there's only one other person being worshipped, and that's ourselves, because we're centering everything on ourselves, and our decisions are made by what we want, not what he wants.
Exactly. So you get a million versions of good, and none of them match each other, so it's always chaos.
Yes. Then after saying worship him, it actually qualifies how to worship him. There are many ways we can worship him. We can worship him as our Savior. We can worship him as our protector, or as our king, as our priest, our judge, and whatever. But in this message, there is a specific angle to the worship. It says, worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters. And immediately after this, it describes those who are going to do this, and it says, here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. So that it refers us back to the commandments of God when it says, worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters. And if you go back to the Ten Commandments, you'll find there's a quotation here in Revelation. This last day gospel message is quoting the fourth commandment, which is, honor the Lord thy God and keep the seventh day Sabbath holy, because in 6 days he made heaven and earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters. There we are. He's our creator, therefore we worship him. And the fourth commandment actually is being quoted in the prophecy of Revelation 14 that's to go to the world in the end times.
Yeah, and I would frame that fourth commandment as when someone asked me many years ago, how do you pray? I said, every heartbeat, every breath, every word that proceeds from your mouth should be a prayer, and one that's tested by the will of the Most High. You should never do anything without God's will in it. And that is the why your life becomes, and that is the Sabbath. It's not just one day of the week. It's the Sabbath rest in God every day.
Every day you have a Sabbath rest in God, but then on the seventh day you honor him and him alone and don't do any business, you don't do any of your own pleasure, you focus on him and get close to him. And this is where the victory comes, because you get rid of stress. And you know, there is a group of people in the world that are said to be living 10 years longer. The surveys have been made across the world, and these people are preaching that message, and they do live 10 years longer because they get rid of stress.
Right. Well, stress is killing everybody.
Yes.
You know, social stress, dealing with computers and company stress, the financial stress, the environmental stress, the toxic stress, all these stressors are causing increased free radicals, increased DNA damage, and increased premature aging and death.
And this is why the Creator gave a day to be set aside especially for communion with him, so we get rid of stress.
You know, one of the challenges that I put out to people, whether it's to try to deal with very complex health problems or geopolitical or scientific problems, is I've made the challenge that if someone calls in or even contacts me after the show by phone or email, I will provide an instant answer or a framework to find an answer of any problem on earth. And people say, that's not possible. And I said, God told me to say this is a challenge, but to also say, I, in my own mind, have about 10% of the answers. I pray, as you're asking the question, and God provides me images, words, even audible sayings, to provide them the answer that comes from the Most High. And God said, remember to honor me in the answers you give, because people have to start walking supernaturally. Today is a day to start walking supernaturally with God, to Shema, to hear and do God's will, because if we do not walk supernaturally, we aren't going to survive what's coming.
Yes, that's right. We have to walk in him, not in ourselves.
Right, and we have to walk supernaturally, which means when we think we have the answer, God will withhold the answer until the appropriate moment where we're totally subservient and honoring him to receive it. He won't even give us a partial answer until it's the time. That's why people say, well, if you're a prophet, you know everything. No, God will tell you on a need-to-know basis, so he keeps you totally subservient to his will to show the only source of good is him, not us.
That's true. Now, the first angel's message, Bill, is followed by a follow-up, which actually then warns against the people who are not actually listening to the first message.
Right.
It says, there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Now, people might ask, but Babylon doesn't exist anymore. That's true. This is not old Babylon. The Babylon of old was a nation where the king said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the glory of my power? In other words, Babylon was doing its own thing and not giving any glory to God.
Babylon, the best definition of Babylon, was a nation of contracts and deals.
Contracts and deals, and also where there was a union between religion and the state.
Exactly. That's why I say it was an amalgam, which is the first state, like they talk about fascism, fascista. Babylon was the first fascist state where there was an amalgam between religion and the fascist and the contract state, which is why it became so powerful.
That is right. So, and the religion of Babylon, actually, when the city of Babylon was destroyed, this is very interesting history. When the city of Babylon was destroyed, the soldiers of Babylon fled to Tibet and set up the religion of Tibet, which we have today.
Really?
The priests of Babylon fled to Pergamos in modern-day Turkey, and Revelation calls that Satan's seat, because Satan's seat was removed from Babylon to Pergamos. Oh. And then as the Roman Empire expanded, the Roman Empire brought the priests of Babylon from Pergamos to Rome, and continued the same Babylonian religion in Rome. And that became the religion of the Roman Empire.
Wow. And, of course, they amalgamated, like the Catholic religion amalgamates with whether native shamanism or any other religion on earth, including in Haiti. They'll mix it with their local, you know, African kind of pagan religions, and that's what we have now. And that actually that's that ruling system is the one that rules over the World Council of Churches through the so-called proxy. That's why it says, "Behold, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth," because the Babylonian system is in control of the financial systems of the earth and the religious. And the World Council and the current Pope wants to make Chrislam, the unity of Christianity and Islam, the center post for all world religions, literally agreeing to a if you want to call it, an overall syncretistic super religion that is tied also to contractual things such as carbon credits and saving the earth through reducing carbon dioxide and world population. And it's agreed, read in the Agenda 2030, people say, well, you don't have any proof of that. I said, read Agenda 2030, put forward, and last September, agreed to by Obama, 72 world leaders, and the Pope sanctified it.
Yes. Now, what you said is absolutely correct. Now, as the Roman Empire disintegrated, and I'm not going to say something here that's fiction, it's tested by historians, quite a lot of historians, which I've quoted in the DVDs, actually.
Right.
And also by the Roman Catholic hierarchy itself. It makes the same claim. It says, when the Roman Empire disintegrated, the Roman Catholic Vatican took over to continue the same religion.
Which is a statue of the legs of clay and iron.
Yes, that's right.
Which is why my other ministry is called Clay and Iron Ministries, because it's an amalgam between human flesh and the demonic spiritual powers of darkness.
Very appropriate. Now, okay, so the Bible speaks of Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. This is the Roman Catholic papal system, because historically it's provable. They admit it themselves.
Right.
The system is called mother. Now, a mother must have children. And who are the harlots of whom she is the mother? Because the Revelation says she is the mother of harlots. Now, in the Bible, a church is personified or symbolized by a woman. Right through the Bible, God says to his people, "You are my bride. I'm betrothed to you." Yeah. And there are two women in the book of Revelation. There's one who's betrothed to Jesus, and there's one who is called mother of harlots and the daughters. Now, Protestant churches that were born from the Church of Rome were led by God to come out, but they held on to some of the false doctrines, and today we're seeing them coming back and reuniting with Rome.
Right.
So Babylon is the message of the second angel, which encompasses the Roman Catholic system and the Protestant churches who have rejected, who did come out and were following the Lord, but have now fallen back to apostasy. That's the message. Yeah. Very hard message, but
it's very clear. If you're honest and you're a Christian, you have to realize it's time to come out of Babylon, lest you share in her curses.
That is right. This is the message of the second angel, and this is linked to the message of the first angel, which means focus your attention on God, not on yourself, because the churches have fallen and they're not giving the right message. This is what the message is saying here in the Bible.
Yeah, in other words, when he says Babylon has fallen, it's not just the financial system, it's the religious system has fallen into a total state of apostasy, because it's now the great deception that's literally encompassing the whole world.
That is true. That's the message of the second angel, the second out of the three.
Right, and the third angel, what's the story of the third angel?
The third one then starts, says this, let me quote it in full. "After these things, I saw another angel, another messenger coming down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with its glory." So as you said at the beginning of our broadcast today, Dr. Bill, God is not going to let people have no excuse. He's going to, in his love, he's giving it to the whole world. He's going to enlighten the whole world so no one says, "God, why didn't you tell me?"
Right, exactly. In other words, he's going to make it evident through his servants, the prophets and the apostles, that this is the true message of God. It lines up with the Bible. It's in total agreement. And God's given them the locksmith keys of the tumblers to say, "Oh, world, repent. Repent or repent, America and world, because judgment is at the doors."
That is right. And then it goes on to say, "If any man worship the beast and his image," so this is the follow-up for the first and second message, comes the third linked to them. "If any man worship," now that word worship means obey. It also is related to religion.
Right.
If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. And goes on, and it says, they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Now, this is a very big subject, Dr. Bill, and to go into it in detail would require more than just 5 minutes, but I'll try to summarize it.
Summarize it on the next segment, because we're going to come up to a heartbreak in about a minute. Do you want to continue? We have a quick question from Fred in Iowa. Wants a question about the third angel's message. Go ahead, Fred. Go ahead, Fred.
I want to ask a question, but I want a short time, very short, to explain where I'm coming from, okay?
Yeah, you got to be quick, because we have a very short segment coming up in the next one. So we want to have Dr. We want Jonathan to actually, do an expansion on this. So be really brief, okay, Fred? We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Fred called in and had a specific kind of general statement. You have to be really specific to get on the program. is specific question word for word, specific statement word for word, not just go look at this website or whatever. It has to be specific so I can properly screen it. What I want to do then is for callers, do that and we'll have a higher quality show. Jonathan, I'd like you to continue. You're going to try to summarize in this next few minutes, please.
Thank you. Now, the third angel's message warns against the beast and his image, worshipping the beast and getting his mark. Now, you cannot separate these three messages. They are a threefold message that one builds upon the other and is linked back to the other.
Right.
First of all, we're told in the first angel's message to worship God, and then it quotes the fourth commandment.
Right.
Then it describes the people who are going to be accepting this message and says that God defines them as saints who keep the commandments of God in the faith of Jesus.
Right.
Now, then it warns against the worshipping the beast and his image and getting his mark. So after quoting the fourth commandment, which is the commandment to give to God that seventh day of worship and get rid of fear, get rid of stress, give God the glory, not yourself, then it says, do not worship the beast. Now, after saying worship God, it says, if you worship the beast, you'll get his mark.
Right.
So what it's really saying here is, if you keep God's commandments, you are really honoring and worshiping him.
Right.
And Ecclesiastes itself says, this is the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, for God shall bring every work into judgment.
Exactly.
Now, this is judgment time, the first message says, therefore, honor God by keeping his commandments. Then the third message says, if you worship the beast, you're keeping his commandments. In other words, you're choosing the commandments of man against the commandments of God.
Right.
And by following the beast and not keeping God's commandments, you will be getting the beast's mark and not the seal of God.
Well, good example is that Tim Kaine last night, who proposed himself as trained by a Jesuit as a Christian, says his faith is personal, and he was against the death penalty when he was a governor of Virginia. But then he said it's not our business as public officials of the public to actually force our ideas of pro-life on the public. And in response of Pence, which I thought was really, really good, was that he talked about partial birth abortion, where someone can literally abort a child up to the moment of normal delivery by literally cutting them in pieces and pulling out the pieces out of a mother's womb. Now, this is an obscenity. To have a public official say that an abomination such as this is acceptable in violation of your own personal faith, that you are not a Christian first and then a public official. So Tim Kaine is a good example of someone who accepts the mark of the beast, or the mark of a system that believes in the murder of babies, carbon credits, population reduction, and control of the whole world through an economy that is vile. That means the system that Tim Kaine and Hillary Clinton want to propose is a mark of the beast pre-system. In other words, it's tenderizing the population to accept a cashless system tied to carbon credits, population reduction, and abortion on demand. And by the way, 93% of abortions in the world are female. They're not Down syndrome or other defects. They're female.
Yep. Okay, now do the three angels' messages give us a clue as to what the mark will be? Well, yes, they do. Revelation itself gives us a clue. It says the first angel's message is worship God as the Creator. How do you worship him as Creator? You set aside what he has set aside in honor of creation, and that is his holy day.
Right.
Then the third angel's message says, don't worship the beast. How do you worship the beast? Worship means again to obey. And the declared mark of the beast power, the beast power is identified in as the Vatican, the papacy, in the chapter that precedes it.
Right.
And they say, we've got a mark. Our mark is the fact that we gave the Babylonian Sunday to the world and they all accepted. That
right.
is our mark.
That's why the tonsure, even with the Muslims, was a symbol to kill the Muslims with a tonsure, which is a solar sign on their head, because they were followers of the Babylonian system. They were not followers of Yeshua. Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jonathan. We'll be back again in 2 weeks, and we'll try to do some video. I don't know if you're available to do some video right after the show today, but I'd like to talk about some of these issues. It's important. We'll be back in a few minutes if we can. Sign up with live stream if you want to watch the video live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Tomorrow, Leo Lion Zagami Ryan will be back. And, of course, Tim Alexander is a post-autopsy of the debate with Tim Kaine, with Kaine and Pence. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.